Gwen Daniels joins us right now. She's the Deputy Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. Gwen, thanks for hopping on the phone lines with us here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Gwen, can you tell us a little bit about what Illinois Legal Aid Online is all about?
Sure. Illinois Legal Aid Online, we are the state's largest nonprofit online legal information resource. We're available at illinoislegalaid.org. For over 20 years, it's been our mission to increase access to legal support for underserved and vulnerable Illinois residents through the use of technology. We have over 3 million site visits a year and provide the public with user-friendly legal information in 24 areas of law, primarily civil, including information about their legal rights and responsibilities, step-by-step instructions, interactive court forms, multimedia presentations, and we have a tool that helps individuals determine if they might be eligible for free legal aid through one of our partner organizations. And if they are, it allows them to apply online and schedule an appointment with a legal aid partner.
Yeah. I'm looking at the website right now. There's, like you're saying, it's a lot of things that it's why we get a lawyer a lot of the times, right? Divorce, elder abuse, evictions, debt collections, unfair practices at work, things at school with residency, crime and traffic things even, too. And I love the idea of providing resources because, Gwen, you started Googling and you don't know what you're going to find out there. It's nice to have a home for some legit information.
Yes.
Okay. I love when they agree with me. IllinoisLegalAid.org is where you can go. All right, Gwen, tell us a couple of the new laws that we should be noticing as we roll the calendar over to 2024. Got a couple for me?
Yeah, so probably one of the most significant ones is Illinois Senate Bill 0208, which created the Paid Leave for All Workers Act. Anyone who doesn't live in Cook County probably didn't have any guaranteed of paid leave until now, effective January 1st, 2024, almost every employer is required to provide a minimum of 40 hours of paid leave a year for any purpose.
Right.
And I know the city is
go ahead. I was going to say the city, like I think you were going there too, the city has had like a carve out for that and has actually expanded on that starting in July of 2024 for paid time off. But in Illinois, the rest of the state until, well, January 1st didn't have that. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes. For most of the state outside of the city of Chicago and Cook County did not have a mandatory paid leave law.
Okay. What else you got for us? What's another one, Gwen?
There's now been protection enabled for children who are social media influencers. It basically requires that their video creators, most typically parents, set aside part of any money made from videos of their child for their child. This goes into effect actually July 1st. But if a parent is using, you know, a child under the age of 16, 30% or more of their videos that they produce in a 30-day period include the child, their name, their likeness, their name, photograph, and they make money from those videos, they're required to set aside some of that money for the child for the future.
So if they have rights, essentially, that the parents cannot take all the money that they make as a social media influencer, they're able to make sure that they have revenue stored away, right?
Yes.
That makes sense to me. And as far, I don't know if you know, Gwen, off the top of your head, but I think that we're the first state in the union to do something like that.
We are.
That's pretty cool. All right. What, you got any other ones for us you want to highlight here that we should be knowing about as we head into 2024?
The state minimum wage increases to $14 an hour. And for tipped workers, it goes up to $8.40.
Also, I know that there's some new laws about telehealth appointments for mental health and how that affects people too, right?
Yeah. If you're covered under Medicaid, you are now guaranteed coverage for telehealth appointments for mental health and substance use services.
All right. Well, there's a lot of new laws, and I appreciate you walking us through them. IllinoisLegalAid.org is where you can go for more information. And you mentioned there that you can get information on the website. Obviously, you click on one of the buttons. It's all laid out pretty easily for folks. And then you said that they may be eligible for help or aid. Do you mean like pro bono lawyers?
Sometimes pro bono lawyers, but mostly what we refer people to are free civil legal aid organizations. There are three organizations that are funded through the Legal Services Corporation in Illinois. That would be Legal Aid Chicago, Prairie State Legal Services in the northern half of the state, and Land of Lincoln Legal Aid in the southern half of the state. As well as a number of organizations that are funded primarily through the Lawyers Trust Fund of Illinois and the Illinois Equal Justice Foundation. They have full-time staff attorneys that can provide everything from advice to brief services to full extended representation in court. And we work with them to direct eligible individuals with cases that they are likely to accept into those organizations.
Great stuff. And the website again, IllinoisLegalAid.org. Gwen, it was great to meet you. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Yeah, thank you.